If you had a pulse in the early 1980s, then you'll know this one. Whip It by Devo was the band's biggest hit, and yet the man singing on this track, Mark Mothersbaugh, is also the same person behind some of the most recognizable music of the past 30 years. He wrote the score for the film Rushmore, and in fact, for just about all of Wes Anderson's movies. Then there's this. Music from Pee-wee's Playhouse. And also this. That's the music you hear when you're playing the computer game Sims 2. It's also Mark Mothersbaugh.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. Hey, Mac, did you hear the good news?
Even those ubiquitous Mac versus PC ads on TV, that's his music too. And now, Mark Mothersbaugh is back where he started. After 20 years, he's brought his old bandmates from Devo back to the studio to record a new album. It's called Something for Everybody. This track is called Fresh, and Devo frontman Mark Mothersbaugh joins me from our studios in New York. Welcome to the program.
Ah, thanks. Good to be here.
Why did you decide to resurrect Devo for a new album?
Well, you know, I can't take total credit for that. Actually, it was my partner from Devo, Jerry Casale. He was persistent about it, and I think what changed it for me is we licensed Devo songs over the years to quite a few commercials. Mm-hmm. You know, we always kind of liked that subversion of mixing fine art with commercial art. And an ad agency that we had both worked with wanted to put a song in that we'd licensed maybe 20 times into a new Dell commercial. And we said, what if there was a new Devo song? Would you be interested? And they said, sure. And so we had some things that we'd been jamming on and just kind of informally, you know, like sketching while we were touring. We put something together for them called Watch Us Work It, and they really liked it. Kind of made us think, maybe it's time for us to try it out again.
There's a song on this record called Something, and I want to play a bit of it before I ask you about it. Green means time to go. Go, move over, bro. You're moving way too slow. Maybe you should know. Mark Mothersbaugh, that drum beat sounds a little familiar. Whip it good. A little bit like Whip It. Is it meant to sound like the same beat?
Actually, the song in an earlier incarnation was called Whip It Again.
Oh, wow.
And this is, yeah, something we haven't ever talked about. But among the band members, there was some dissension, and we went back and forth from really loving that to not. And then Jerry retooled the lyrics, and it came in as Something. Something for
You guys actually re-recorded a version of Whip It for a commercial for, was it Swiffer's? When you got a dirty
floor, you need Swiffer. Yeah, we actually have a high concept art reel that involves showing 30-second commercials that have titles like Flip It, Dip It, Whip It, Strip It, Swiff It. I might have left a couple out. You know, commercials inspired us. There was one that happened to be really impressive right before we did our first album. There was a Burger King commercial where they'd taken Taco Bell's cannon and turned it into, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way. And it was like in the early to mid-70s, and it turned into like a rock version and a jazzy version and a Fifth Dimension version and a funk version and a country western version. And I just remember thinking, that's how you change things. You know, we had seen protesters get shot when we were in school, and we kind of came to the opinion that rebellion and anarchy were obsolete, that the only way to change things in our culture was through subversion. And we were looking around to see who did it best, and Madison Avenue were really, you know, adept at it, you know, oftentimes for really horrible things too, but just the techniques they used impressed us. And we were making these films, and I remember we showed our first film, The Truth About De-Evolution, at the Akron Art Institute, and some woman came up angry afterwards, and she goes, "I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing." We're like, "Oh, what's that?" And she goes, "I saw it. You subliminally put in the word submit and the word obey." And Jerry and I were both like, "Wow, what a great idea." And so, you know, we always kind of kept one eye on what was going on with commercials, and we liked the idea of Devo being thrown into that mix.
Is the band pronounced Devo?
I think Devo is the pejorative use of the term, and Devo is kind of more of the compliment.
Is it how you pronounce it?
I think we refer to each other as Devo.
Oh, really? I've been saying it wrong this whole interview.
No, well, you know what? It's also the fault of the song Jocko Homo. There's a refrain that's inspired by the original Island of Lost Souls from the 30s, I think. And Charles Lawton is the mad professor who is trying to evolve beasts from the jungle into human-like creatures. And he takes them into the House of Pain, his operating room, and he does these horrible, painful treatments to these beasts, and they become not beast, not men, things. And they're all unhappy and they're sad and they're wearing human clothes and they're like running around confused. And we were like, "Oh my, that's just like Akron, Ohio. We live here. We live in the House of Pain." And there was a scene where Charles Lawton, he like a couple times when he has to get all the things focused again, he cracks a whip. He stands on a rock, cracks a whip, and goes, "What is the law?" And they go, "Not to spill blood. Are we not men?" So anyhow, so that inspired the chorus.
Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Somehow it became We Are Devo, and just was easier to...
to say Devo.
Yeah, that's the way it happened.
And then DJs started calling it Devo, and that was it.
Yep.
That's Mark Mothersbaugh of the band Devo. Their latest album is called Something for Everybody. We've got a few tracks at our website. That's nprmusic.org. Mark Mothersbaugh, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me here.
What we do is what we do. It's all the same. There's nothing new. What we do is what we do. It's turning round on me and you.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.